This is a wonderful venue. If you were privileged to be, as I was yesterday, to be with the players when they walked into this facility for the first time, it was like Christmas morning for a lot of them. I mean, the facilities are fantastic, second to none, and that pitch and that playing surface out there is going to be conducive to great rugby. You know, we had a big crowd tonight, but when it's going to be a sellout, it will be a cauldron. So I can only speak, you know, buckets of positiveness, and I think it's going to be a great venue for a great event.
You broke the record for an under-20s game as well this evening, so it's a great credit to the fans that did turn up this evening as well.
Yeah, it is, and you know, if I'm a bit half full, so to speak, I think, you know, our first half could have been a little bit better, but the second half, they got into it. They got behind us and got into the game, and hopefully we gave them enough to think, actually, this rugby lark, we can go back and see again.
Yeah, and locally, man of the match was James Chisholm, and he had a pretty good game this evening, and he certainly develops in your side.
Yeah, cheers, as a lot of these boys have got a great future ahead of them on the Premiership stage and on the senior international stage. But the most important thing is that he's performed at a level today that's made him stand out, not only for his offensive work but his defensive work. And he's, you know, he's a great leader within the group.
You're seeing him as a leader, potential leader for the side in future, certainly for the World Cup coming up in July?
No, we've got a captain already, you know, who's done a fantastic job, Charlie Yules. But what we try and do is delegate responsibility amongst these players, and James is one of those players. He takes responsibility for his area. It's about empowering the players. We trust them to analyse, we trust them to feedback, we trust them to present. That's the only way they'll get better as a rugby connoisseur, if you want, a rugby pundit, but they'll also get better to people by standing up that environment.